What's up, everybody? This is Max Whitman here. Welcome to the Book It Better Creative Meeting. I am joined here currently via satellite by the professor. I will ideally be joined by Cato shortly. His satellite is having some technical difficulties right now. We are down the superstar tonight. Again, possibly calling in later. But for now, it's Max Whitman. That's yours truly. And the professor. And we are sitting down for our creative meeting. This will be airing. This is today's day. We got Wednesday, February 26th, 2018. If you're listening to this, you've probably been watching our YouTube series. So the Go Home show for SummerSlam is going up today as well. So tune into YouTube on Friday for SummerSlam. This creative meeting is finalizing those SummerSlam results. So if you don't want SummerSlam spoilers, you shouldn't be listening to this. We'll be finalizing SummerSlam results, going over a few small things, and then starting our build into Survivor Series. So we'll have some early ideas for WrestleMania, some very early ideas for WrestleMania. A couple thoughts on the Royal Rumble. But mostly here tonight, we'll be focusing on building into Survivor Series, coming up with our card, setting that. Professor... Welcome. Happy to be joined by you.
And, thank you.
So let's just jump right into it, unless you have something specific you want to start with.
Well, I'm thrown off a little bit because based on your intro, I just found out wrestling is fake.
It's not fake so much as it is well, yeah, it's fake. It's fake. It's definitely fake.
This is awkward.
It's definitely fake. Sorry to ruin kayfabe for you.
I have a lot more questions then.
All right, so we'll start here. I got a little bit of an outline here. It's sort of a bare bones outline. But let's start by finalizing our SummerSlam results here. So the only... I'll pull up our sheet here. The only thing I think that's in question on the card is, well, let's go over it. We'll start from the bottom up here. Well, we'll start from the top down. So Brett versus Owen, that's going to be in a cage match. And, I mean, that's Brett going over, correct? No questions asked.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Diesel, Razor, and HBK, I'm assuming... We're going to be putting Sean over here. That was the original game plan that I kind of came up with, that we had come up with. Superstar and I had talked about doing that, where that frees up Razor and kind of builds a Diesel versus HBK feud that could go into the Rumble or Survivor Series. But we're open to a little bit of change there if necessary. We've got The Undertaker versus Bam Bam. Again, assuming Undertaker's going over here, I think a loss to The Undertaker is not really, as Maxine comes in here and starts making a whole ton of noise here.
Hi, guys!
So Maxine. Anyway, Undertaker versus Bam Bam. I'm assuming, you know, Undertaker picks up that victory and continues that storyline with DiBiase. Sid and Adam Bomb going over the Smoking Guns for the tag titles, as the Smoking Guns get a short 4-week reign. And then we have Randy Savage versus Jericho. So, let's start with the one that I just have no real clue what I want to do here. And that is Jericho versus Savage. Initially, my thought process was Jericho goes over because I want to see Savage's contract. I know it's up very soon. So Savage's contract is up in 32 days. So in 2 days, we'll be able to start negotiating with him if we want to. The initial game plan for me was... My thought process was, let's use him to put over Jericho, sell him as the Legend Killer, not quite the Randy Orton legend killer, but the cocky, young, arrogant, you know, upstart who's coming in and basically just, you know, knocking off all the old guys. But since then, Savage has shown to be a walking, like, A-plus grade in everything he does. This storyline, so it started in July, so it started, I guess what, 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it was down in the 50s. It made it up to, like the low 60s. Since Savage has become a part of it, this storyline's in 83, trailing only Razor versus Diesel in heat. And so I just wonder if it's worth... I wonder if it's worth ending right now. You know what I'm saying? Would it be better to kind of put Savage over here and build that feud going forward, I guess? You know?
I say we job Macho out for the next 32 days. Jericho wins, and the last day of Macho's contract in Puerto Rico, he loses to Dink.
Somehow I don't think that idea is going to win.
I don't know. There's only two of us.
Well, that's true. Well, I'm certainly not going to be voting for it.
You know what? I think our one fan is going to vote for it.
Well, that's because our one fan might be a little person, and you're suggesting putting the little person over Randy Savage.
I'm playing both sides of the field here.
Maxine's passing me notes here. What's the note that's being passed here? Savage wins, feud goes for a year. So...
No one wants... No. No.
No. So I certainly don't see this feud lasting a year. But I could see... I certainly could see it going longer than SummerSlam. The problem I see with that... Well, let me fast forward in time here a little bit so that I can see what Savage is asking for, because that's going to be important. We have an incident here, actually. Hold on.
He's asking for a...
So I'm gonna have the auto booker here book superstars, but Pierre turned up very late, breaking locker room rules. As his employer, you now have to choose how to deal with the situation. We can fire him, suspend him, fine him, give him a stern warning, slap him on the wrist, or take no action. Professor, I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Well, I was hoping for push him as one of the options. He's just going to fail upwards like Randy Orton.
I mean, I suppose we could push him by taking no action and then pushing him.
You know what, though? I'm a big believer in Hammurabi's code.
Okay.
An eye for an eye. Give him the highest fine possible.
All right, so we're going to fine him. The incident has been handled, and nothing noteworthy resulted from it.
And besides, he's probably paying in Canadian, so... We find him like $8.
All right, we find him $8 of his colorful ass dollars. All right, so let me do... I'm going to have the assistant booker just kind of... Don't book any title matches, but create a whole bunch of matches here. Let's do the auto booker. Just create matches. So our show right now, listen to this. And this is just because I don't want to book this. I want to fast forward a little bit here. But we're opening Superstars with Pierre versus Mike Maralda. Then we have a brawl with Alundra Blaze and Luna Vachon.
Is this their first time, like, appearing on the show?
They appeared on the first episode of Raw, I think. Sparkplug and Scott Taylor, they're going to go for 15 minutes. Then we get a backstage segment with Jacques Rougeau and the Black Phantom. And then Jacques Rougeau and the Black Phantom, Gangrel in a black mask, they're going to go for 21 minutes here. Well, I'm interested to see how this turns out. Let's run this show.
It's going to be the highest rated show we've ever run.
We've got a 39 for the first segment. Who has a turn here? 37. Sparkplug versus Taylor gets a 38. The 20-minute Jacques Rougeau match gets a 48. So anyway, we're going to end the show here because I want to see what Randy Savage is asking for. And that will make a difference in whether or not we job him out here or we keep him. I mean, I don't think this is the kind of feud that would go to Mania, right?
No, not at all. So, that's way too long.
So best case scenario, you're talking match, you have a match at SummerSlam, maybe there's a match at Survivor Series, and maybe there's a match at Royal Rumble, if we're even going that long.
Yeah, I mean, I think realistically, it should end by Survivor Series.
So you're thinking...
I mean,
go ahead.
That's just a long feud.
It's a very long feud, yeah.
And at some point, Macho Man's going to want to record his rap album, and Jericho's just going to have to wait in the wings. And let's say, here's an idea. They become a band together, a rap rock band.
Jericho and Savage become a rap rock band.
Yep.
I love it.
They're like Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park, Kid Rock, like all the good ones.
So we should be able to negotiate with Savage here. Hold on, let's see. Oh, no, we have to advance one more day before we can find out what he wants. Which is good, because that brings us right up to SummerSlam. So we're going to make this decision the day of SummerSlam. We're going to make this decision. Fast forwarding a day here. So Maxine Whitman is passing me text messages here. Would you like to join the creative conversation? All right, so Maxine is going to join us here because she is saying, she's saying that the Jericho feud should go to Mania. Her exact, well, I'll just come over here. Let's get Maxine on here.
Put the headset on.
I'm putting the headset. I only have, here, you got to put this headset on here. Hold on. All right, this one's yours.
Why do I have to put a headset?
Because without the headset, you can't hear what's going on.
Oh.
So pull up a chair. God, stand up. Jesus, Maxine. Good Lord.
Is this amateur hour?
This is amateur hour. Yes, it is. This is... If you want to be here with the professionals, you need to be prepared.
With the biz.
Act like a professional. Act like you've been here before.
I'm wearing a suit and tie right now.
Keep it together.
Professor's wearing a suit and tie right now. Put that in your ear.
I have a monocle.
I have a monocle and a suit and tie.
I'm smoking two cigars.
Well, you know what? Hold on. Let me unplug this headset, actually, and tell me... I need you to tell me if you can hear yourself in the microphone here when you talk.
This is such compelling radio.
This is great radio, right? Are you? Can you hear yourself in the thing right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Now, one of my lights just went out.
Perfect. Then we don't need the headset at all. Okay. So, let me read it. So, Maxine, go with what you're talking about for while I look up Savage's contract demands here. Go with your idea here for the Jericho Savage feud.
I feel, and hear me out, that I feel that it should go to Mania. I feel that. It shouldn't be constant. Like, I don't think that it should be constantly feuding each other. More that Dan Savage is doing something else, and Jericho is always like that mosquito that comes in and or interrupts or do something to remind you that there's still kind of a hint of a feud, some conflict that hasn't been completely and utterly resolved. And then I guess in Mania it could be resolved, and then the switch will be that he becomes his protege.
Okay, so what you're suggesting, if I'm understanding this correctly, is so we have, let's say Savage goes over at Mania, and then the two sort of go their separate ways. That's sort of it.
It feels like it's
Jericho
done.
Continues on with his thing, but a couple months down the road, then it pops back up.
Yes.
As like an unfinished business kind of thing.
Yes. Like for Jericho, it hasn't finished. Okay. he's still in the mission of proving that he needs to get rid of all these old timers until it becomes a point of contention, and it builds and builds, and then I guess until his character realized, maybe I don't need to get rid of them completely. I want to beat them, but I should learn from them, because so far this year, the best lessons I learned was through this this feud with him.
Okay, so yeah, it makes sense. So, all right, let's take a vote here. We don't need to figure out the story, but I want to get past this little hang up and move on. Professor, in your opinion, Macho versus Jericho at SummerSlam, are we putting Jericho over and letting Savage walk? Because we're going to have to. Savage is going to be pissed if he's got to do the job to Jericho. So if we put Jericho over, Savage is walking. So in your opinion, do we put Macho over and keep them and let the storyline go, and whether we can figure out, you know, a little later in the show here, what we're doing with them? But would you put Jericho over and let Macho go, or would you keep Macho and put Macho over?
Did we find out how much Macho was going to cost?
So, unfortunately, I thought I could start negotiating once his contract hit the final 30 days. It's actually, I can't negotiate until the final month, which would be in game time, Monday, week one of September, which is the day after SummerSlam, of course. So we're going to have to make this decision before we really see what he's asking for.
Well, I can hear an echo, by the way.
You can hear an echo. That's what I thought. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I say we keep, we have Macho go over, and then if he doesn't resign, we have Jericho go over and boot Macho out the door.
Okay, so you're in favor of putting Macho over at SummerSlam here?
Yep.
Okay, because I think I am too, only because Jericho is still going to get a good rub from losing to Macho. Because strictly talking from a popularity standpoint, Randy Savage is a 90, whereas Jericho is a 50. So just being in the ring with Savage and putting on a good match is going to bump Jericho up popularity wise. So let's do that. Let's put Savage over here. We'll sort of delay the Chris Jericho coronation a little bit to try and milk a little bit more out of this Jericho Savage match. So, all right. So that's settled. We are keeping Randy Savage. That is... All right, we're going to change the plans there. We're going to keep Savage. So we are putting over... Let's pop that in. This one is done. That topic is done. Okay. Topic number two. Superstars. Thoughts on maybe making Superstars. So Superstars are a B show right now. It's not really good for anything other than getting some lower talent over. What are your thoughts on making that a tag team focused show with the intention of kind of building it up to eventually being an A show?
So I'm thinking 94. It's getting pretty close to the debut of ECW. Or ECW already exists, doesn't it?
So ECW exists as Eastern Championship Wrestling.
I say let's beat them to the punch. Superstars becomes a hardcore show. Because I want to see hardcore matches between Duke the Dumpster Drosy and the Brooklyn Brawler.
You... Hold on, I plugged my headset in right there. You want to see hardcore matches between who?
Drosy and the Brawler. And I want them to last 50 minutes. Like, we just book one hardcore match.
For the whole show?
For the whole show.
I mean, I suppose we could... Can they be hardcore tag team matches?
Yes. Yes, we'll compromise. Superstars is a hardcore tag team show.
Can I even, I'm not even sure, can I like set the, let me see if I, no, I'd have to, I mean, what I could do is I could brand split. So Superstars becomes its own brand with a focus on hardcore wrestling. I could do that.
We need something entertaining for the Smoking Guns to do.
Yeah. Well, and... so here's my actual thoughts on it. As amazing as it would be to have a hardcore show that beats ECW, my actual thought, and the reason I even brought it up was, so it's, we've got guys like Yokozuna and Crush and Sid who are, you know, we've put together and we've put them in this tag team division, and still they're not getting on Monday Night Raw. With only an hour of TV time, that hour is basically dedicated to our three or four storylines that we have going on, and these guys end up on the pre-show or the B-show anyway. So my thought process is, if we've got these tag teams that we kind of want to push and we want to build, then would it make sense to put them on their own show? And I just figured, well, Superstars, we already have Superstars. It's a B show, but if we were to build the quality of that, can I change that from a B show to an A show? What's our schedule here? Let's do a show profile here. Maybe it's broadcasting. I want to see if I can change, yeah, TV controls here. I don't even know if I can change the, can I even change it? Edit details. Yeah, I can. So I could make it an A show. So I guess that would be my question is, if we start building Superstars as a tag team show, a place to showcase these new tag teams, there are a couple of main eventers already in the tag division. If we build it up strong enough, could it become like a, like its own standalone, you know, A-level TV show to go along with Monday Night Raw, except everything on here is featured as a tag team. Is that something that you think would be worthwhile, or do you think that we're better suited just leave it as the B-show, put the lower mid-carders on there, and give them a place to kind of develop?
I think we can try it. Like, I don't think there's any harm in trying it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We could... All right. So then let's make a note on that. That topic is done. So going forward, we'll give that a shot. We've got an hour of TV time. We'll start putting our bigger name guys there. We'll start putting our main event tag teams there. Mainly because, especially as a B show, I mean, we could run some tag team tournaments on that. You know, I also wouldn't be opposed to making it, our tournament show or something like that, where it's whatever, because none of the nice thing about a B show is none of the in-game requirements apply to a B show. So our product calls for 50% matches, 50% angles. That doesn't apply on the B show. It doesn't matter. The B show doesn't affect our popularity. So we can pull a 40 rated show every week and our popularity will never suffer from that. We could pull a 90-rated show every week, and our popularity will never grow. The guys who are working on the show will gain or lose popularity, but our company as a whole won't. So it's a good place to try it, so we'll give it a shot. We'll see what comes up with it. We'll see what comes up, and then we'll kind of just go from there.
That's perfect, because I'm ready to pitch a Brawl for All.
Are you suggesting a shoot fight?
Hardcore shoot fights between between Duke the Dumpster Drozy and the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well,
for 50 minutes.
For 50 minutes, and the winner Iron gets Man. To face Butterbean.
Can we sign Butterbean?
I don't know. Let me see. I highly doubt it.
Let's cut Macho and just sign Butterbean for all that money.
Unfortunately, we cannot sign Butterbean. He's not available. He's not in the game. But Bruce Hart is in the game. We could make him Butterbean.
Yes, I am 100. I want Bruce Hart And I want his gimmick to be Butterbean. And basically what that gimmick is he's just oiled up in butter before every match.
But fun fact, in this game, Bruce Hart is working for All Japan.
Oh, of course. Is, can't remember his name now.
Well, that's not helpful, is it?
Johnny, he was the GM, one of the dynamic dudes.
Oh, John Laurinaitis?
Yes.
Let me see.
Five-star machine.
I'm sure he's in the ring. Johnny Ace, there he is. Yeah, he's working for AJPW right now, for All Japan.
We have to keep an eye on him.
He has about 40 popularity in the U.S. What is he in Japan? Yo, he's pretty popular in Japan. High 60s.
Oh, they love him over there. He delivers great promos.
I bet he does. I hated that guy's voice. Anyway, moving on. If you know, I don't want to offend Johnny Ace in case he's our one fan. That seems to be the running thing here. That our one fan is possibly Ric Flair, a little person, a clown, Johnny Ace. There's a couple other ones too. I don't remember who the other ones were, but our one fan is out there somewhere. And we're
Gorilla Monsoon?
Gorilla Monsoon, that's it. He was a Gorilla Monsoon fan. Also, I pointed out in the videos with Maxine, I'm just saying, in our last three shows, Gorilla Monsoon has been involved in, like, 4 90-rated angles. Just gonna say. And I know it's not HBK getting that 90, it's Gorilla Monsoon.
Fuck that, dude.
Okay, next topic here. Moving on, because I want to pound, I want to power through these next three or four kind of, is it worth investing in our own development territory? Meaning, should we form NXT today in 1994? Or, we also, we do have the option of trying to negotiate with a smaller level promotion and becoming their parent promotion. Basically, what that would do is they would continue to run their shows, they would hire workers, yada yada, but we could also send our guys down to them, just like the WWF did with OVW and FCW and all that. The downside to that is any losses financially that company takes will be absorbed by us. Now, we made $750,000 last month. I think we can handle it. So we could do that. I was thinking it looks like NWA New Jersey might be willing to do that with us. There's a couple of them out there. Smoky Mountain Wrestling shot us down. Or we kind of invest in our own, and that would cost us, if we create a development territory, and we do sort of a low-level regional promotion, that would cost us $2 million. We currently have $10.5 million in the bank, and we're making money. We are profiting. So at $750,000 a month, it would take us 3 or 4 months, really, to earn that cost back. I definitely want a development territory, because we've got 60... What do we have? We've got 64 active wrestlers on our roster right now, and we have, like, 2 hours tops weekly television. We don't have enough time for these guys. So I'd like to be able to send them someplace to develop. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we just start it now. I mean, the downside of not picking NWA New Jersey is when Yokozuna eventually grows too fat to wrestle almost everywhere, we could always send him to that territory. But I think it's a good idea. I think it's
just build our own right now.
It's just a smart business move.
Oh, you know what? That's best for business, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll sign an 8-year-old Phil Brooks.
I don't know if Phil Brooks is in here yet, but Brian Lawler is. I've heard great things about him. All right, so we're going to open our own Are we calling it NXT, or what are we calling it here? We can call it literally anything we want to call it.
Oh, we got to come up with a name, too, now?
I mean, we could always just go with NXT or, like, WWE Development Company.
can we change the name?
I think so. I don't really know.
WWE Power Plant?
Well, that would actually is going to be my next question. When you talk about the power plant, do we want to form our own dojo, as the game calls it, or performance center, essentially? Basically, what that would do is that'll allow the game to graduate people from our training academy, we'll have first dibs at signing them, essentially. So,
I'm going to go with a no on that one.
Okay. So we'll go no on that, but yes on the development territory. And do you want to call it WWE Power Plant?
Yes.
All right, and we're going to call that is it WWE or WWF?
We're in the future.
All right, WWE Power Plant. All right, so we're going to open up the WWE Power Plant. All right, that's going to cost us about $2 million, but it's whatever. I think it's good. We'll be able to send our guys there and not have to worry about them anymore, and they'll actually gain popularity while they're working there, so it'll be good. All right, so that's done. Do we want to form a dojo? That is done. We're not doing that. All right, no dojo. This is a big one, big question here. Professor, give me your thoughts on hiring Randy the Ram Robinson.
This was the dude that isn't allowed to wrestle in Australia, right?
Yes, the guy. This is Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Yes. 100 times yes.
Yes, sign him.
Yes.
Okay.
Not even a question at this point.
He's actually...
Let's give him as much money as we have.
Well, yes, so he can work everywhere except Australia. He's a semi-active wrestler.
Isn't he allowed to wrestle in Australia?
I have no idea why he can't wrestle in Australia.
It's probably murder.
It's probably something like that. He's 37 years old. His numbers are actually very good. And his popularity is a high 70. So, I mean, this is a main event guy. Maybe we could actually job him out after Savage beats Jericho. Maybe we could job out Randy the Ram to Jericho. Let me negotiate here. So he wants $26,000 a month. That's not a terrible deal.
Lives in a van.
Yeah, he lives.
I watched his documentary.
Well, I'm gonna.
I know what his life is like now. He's doing hardcore matches in CZW.
Against the Necro Butcher, right?
Yeah. He's getting blasted in the face by Ernest the Cat Miller.
He wants a 3-year deal, $26,000. I'm going to offer him a 6-month deal for $24,000 per month. Let's see what he says to that. What's he thinking here? The offer isn't attractive enough. I'd prefer more money. Around $26,000. All right, I can give him $26,000. I can swallow that. It's only for 6 months. He's going to come in, do a couple jobs, be done.
Unless he takes the WWF by storm.
He might, you never know. Oh, he's nickel and diming me right now. I said $26,000. He goes, this offer isn't attractive enough to me. Realistically, I'd expect either more money, around $26,020 per month, or some other perks to the value. He's holding me up for $20 a month here. You know what?
You know what? Let's sign him to a 20-year deal. We own him. How about that? For $26,000, because of inflation. He's working less than minimum wage. He signed it.
So, all right, the money is good now, but he doesn't want to work on house shows. Because he's too old and has a declining physical ability.
He doesn't want to do what?
He doesn't want to work our house shows.
What a diva.
Yeah, so he only wants to work TV.
No.
Yeah. I kind of agree. So, what I'm going to do here...
He can go to our Australian territory.
I'm going to offer him a per diem contract, like a pay per appearance, for the next year. But he does have to work all shows. Well, no, you know what? In that case, he doesn't have to work house shows. I'll give him $4,000 a month for the next year. But he doesn't get a downside, so no guarantee. Travel's not covered. The downside you're offering is too low. All right, how about $2,300? This guy's a fucking diva. No wonder he's... All right, so...
No wonder he's homeless.
Right? So, this is the thing. So, he looks like he'll accept this deal. It's... Or at least he's willing to review it. It's 1 year, pay per appearance. Anytime we use him, we have to pay him $4,100. And we're giving him a guarantee of $3,600 per month, even if we don't use him. Sound good, or should we just let this guy go back to his meth-infested trailer park? One more, and then Team Brett could be Brett Savage, because that would bounce off Jericho. So now you've got Jericho and Savage in the same match, but it's not a singles match. And maybe Jericho eliminates Savage in that Survivor Series match.
And whatever face tag team.
All right, so let me see here. So this isn't a bad idea. So let's do... It's Brett, Savage, and a face tag team. Right, we can figure it out. We don't have to decide that right now. So it's Brett, Savage, and a face tag team. And they're going up against HBK, Diesel, Jericho, and somebody. Right? So we'll figure out that one last person in there. Just like we'll figure out the face tag team, whatever. It could be the Smoking Guns, could be a more main event level kind of thing that we bring in. Eddie Guerrero actually could get in on Team Brett. That would be a decent spot for him as a babyface to kind of, you know, get on that. You know, that'd be his first shot at that sort of, at the main event level kind of thing. But whatever, we can figure that out. Then we'll have the Power Cats versus the Dogs. What would that? What's the dog stable?
So Rick Steiner, if we can sign him, the British Bulldog.
I mean, you want to just try and sign both Steiners?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up right now. I might be able to give him a contract offer right now.
Junkyard Dog.
Rick Steiner. Yeah, we could sign the Steiners if you want to.
Yes.
All right, so let me give him a 2-year deal. Let's see, a 2-year deal. He wants almost $17,000 a month. That's not bad.
Do it. So he's cheaper than Randy the Ram.
Yeah. All right, and then we'll make the Scott Steiner deal as well. Scott Steiner. And these guys, I mean, they're coming in already. They're already a popular act. We don't even have to build them.
I bet you Steiner we can make into a main eventer. Scott.
Scott's already a main eventer in NJPW right now. He's, let's see, in America... His popularity is mostly in the 60s, but it does peak at a 75 in the Great Lakes region. Skill-wise, yeah, there's no reason that he wouldn't be able to be up there. All right, so we're going to sign the Steiners. So that is the Power Cats versus the Steiners, the British Bulldog. I got to make sure I can sign the British Bulldog. Let's bring him in, because I want to get these guys signed up and rostered, like, now. There's no need to wait. We can always sign them and give them a couple weeks off. We don't have to debut them right away. Davey Boy Smith, where are you? There you are. We cannot get Davey Boy Smith. WCW has him. Exclusive.
I'm sure we can find another dog-like character.
A dog-like character.
Just give me a few minutes. I'm sure I can find one.
What about Dan Severn?
No. He'd be perfect for a Brawl for All Superstars show.
He would be. Well, you know, you bring up the Junkyard Dog. He's 41.
Like, years old, or is that his popularity?
Years old. His popularity is a 61. So, it's not crazy. We could bring in the Junkyard Dog.
I like it. He's the face that owns the crate.
He's got 93 charisma. He's the face that owns the crate.
I'm glad you referenced that. Glad that didn't fall on deaf ears.
No, it didn't. So, you know what? I'm going to give him a 6-month deal. Because I don't really think we need him longer than that.
No, because he loses a dog collar match.
He loses a dog.
ready for this? The Pitbulls from ECW.
Who are the Pitbulls from ECW?
Well, I think they were just called Pitbull 1 and Pitbull 2.
I wonder if I could sign them up. I wonder if I could find them. Hold on. Well, first let me sign. I need to sign a Junkyard Dog.
There's Pitbull 1, Gary Wolf, and Pitbull 2, Anthony Durant.
So we're going to be paying Junkyard Dog $13,000 a month for 6 months.
That's a good deal.
He doesn't want to work house shows. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have the Steiners. We don't have the British Bulldog. We're going to have JYD, Junkyard Dog. And we need one more for that match. We also need one more Power Cat. But we can figure that out as we go.
I think we just need to see who has the most cat-like qualities over the course of the next few weeks.
The most cat-like qualities.
Yeah, like if there's any locker room incidents, like someone pooped on the floor.
That's true.
Someone was drinking Bret Hart's milk.
That's a good point. Okay, so early...
Owen Hart was hiding in a box.
Oh, speaking of Owen, I mean, we could actually... Well, no. Let's do... All right. So, what do we do at...
He's a cat, not a nugget.
At Survivor Series, we said every match is a tag team match, right? Yep. So, all right. So, we're going to have... We got the Power Cats. So, we're going to need to have... I'm thinking we put Yokozuna, Crush, Sid and Adam Bomb all on one team and put them against somebody.
I think you put them against the Smoking Guns and Sparkplug and Hardy and just have the heels destroy them.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually... Now, are Sparkplug and Hardy going to become a tag team here? Like, is that where this storyline is going?
Well, I mean... They're still driving the car with two steering wheels and two brakes. But I don't think And storyline, has Hardy gotten his DUI yet?
No. So the last storyline that we've had there is Jeff kind of saying, you know, Sparkplug, why are you so mean to me all the time? And Sparkplug thinks about it for a while, and then just shakes his head no, and he leaves very dramatically and broodingly. So we're building to something here. I have no idea what it is, though. So, that's where we're at now. So, let's see. That's a long silence. Okay.
I think what happened was we were both imagining a Spark Plug Holly promo,
mm-hmm.
and we're just sucked in to this charisma vacuum.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let's leave this Survivor Series. We're gonna have to build the because I mean these don't all have to be 3 month long builds. Like to me, I look at Yokozuna, Crush, Sid, and Atom Bomb. To me, that's a 1 month build. Like whoever they face, we'll just start that build in October, and it'll be a 4 week storyline that has a match at Survivor Series. You know. The Brett versus Sean, to me, that's a 3 month storyline. So that's it'll kick off on Raw after SummerSlam, and it'll conclude at Survivor Series. So we'll do 3 months of build for that one. Same thing with the Power Cats and the Dogs, but not quite a full 3 month build because we got to get the Power Cats established. We got to get the Dogs established. And then I figure that'll kind of kick off in late September, you know, early October. So Yoko and Crush, Sid and Bomb, I want to put them on a team together, but we don't really have to come up with the exact storyline just yet. Kind of want to just get some early Survivor Series stuff out here. And we probably need one more match. Let me see.
The Undertaker should be on the card.
Oh, that's right. As should... Well, let me look at my main eventers here. We don't have Owen on the card yet. We don't... Technically, we don't have Razor. Unless we... Well, what happens to Razor after SummerSlam, honestly?
What if he... So, I'm assuming Undertaker beats Bam Bam?
Yes.
So, Razor starts a program with Undertaker?
We'd have to turn one of them heel.
I think we turn Razor heel.
Okay.
Because we are going to be turning Diesel face.
So Diesel's definitely going to turn face.
So yeah, Diesel turns face at Survivor Series.
Okay.
Yeah. Razor turns heel after SummerSlam.
Okay, so Razor's going to turn heel and start with the Undertaker. Okay, so what we'll do, let's put Undertaker and Razor over here. Razor could actually team with Owen, I guess. That could get Owen on the card. Undertaker. So, was
it? Could we just do like a one-on-one match between those two?
We could. It doesn't have to be all. We could do three yeah. Survivor Series matches, and one or two singles matches.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just do Undertaker versus Razor Ramon. We'll figure out who goes over then. I want to get Owen on the card. Owen Hart.
Could he be the fourth guy in the main event?
Yeah, he definitely could. Yeah, he definitely could. He could go over here. So Owen. So it's Brett, Savage, and a face tag team. Unless we do Brett, Savage. Let me see my main eventers here. Well, what if we do Brett, Savage, Eddie Guerrero? Because I want to start building him, because he's putting on great matches. So what if we do Brett, Savage, Eddie, and we need one more baby face in there. Let's see our main eventers. baby faces. Tatanka is our only baby face that isn't on card yet.
I'm sure we could sign someone, too.
Yeah. We'll figure something out for that one. I do want to get Eddie Guerrero in there, though. Let me see our upper mid card. I mean, it could be... ain't nobody in here other than the 1-2-3 kid. It's a possibility. So we'll figure something out. We'll sign somebody. I'm going to assume then that whoever, you know, this might open the door for an Eddie and Owen feud.
I like that idea.
But again, that's something that we can kind of figure out. A lot of the booking, Monday Night Raw wise, we kind of do that on the fly. We kind of do that and we sit down one time and we get it done and we figure out the card. So,
yep.
So I'm okay with this. Undertaker versus Razor. Then we got Yokozuna. We got that one versus somebody. We'll have to figure out four for them. The Power Cats versus the Steiners, Junkyard Dog. So we need to add one more dog and one more cat. Then we have Team Sean, which is HBK, Diesel, Chris Jericho, and Owen Hart, versus Team Brett, which is Brett, Savage, Eddie Guerrero, and somebody else. I do want to have... Well, let me ask you. So Superstar and I were talking... We like the idea of running the Undertaker and Ted DiBiase's feud all the way to WrestleMania, and we're kind of I'm kind of jumping ahead on the outline here, but let's just, you know, F it. And WrestleMania, one of the ideas that I had had, that we had had, was Undertaker versus Ted DiBiase.
I like it.
So I want to... So... Razor can definitely start a program with the Undertaker, but in the background, we don't have to interact them all the time, but in the background, I definitely want to keep that feud alive. So, you know, Undertaker and Razor, maybe they have a short little program here, but ultimately, I do want to come back. Superstar's idea was actually to have, DiBiase continue paying, you know, mercenaries to try and take out the Undertaker until finally the Undertaker just gets him one-on-one at WrestleMania. You know, where Undertaker basically runs through DiBiase's whole crew and gets DiBiase at Mania. It's not going to be a great match, but... So I wonder, could Razor be one of those mercenaries? Like, maybe Razor takes a payment from DiBiase to go after The Undertaker.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So we could kind of build that. Yeah, we kind of build that after SummerSlam. We got to find something for Bam Bam to do. Bam Bam's got to get on the card as a bad guy. Right, well, we'll figure it out. It's no big deal. All right, so I think we're okay for SummerSlam, rather for Survivor Series, at least for now. We got a long time before Survivor Series hits. What I want to do before we, I think it's pretty much everything, yeah, we don't really need to, we got In Your House, all right, so, we don't need to come up with complete cards for In Your House, but what we do need, we do have two In Your Houses before Survivor Series, and we need title defenses for Brett, for both of them, since he's not defending at Survivor Series, and I want to put him over in both. So, any ideas for Bret Hart opponents at these next two In Your Houses?
What if he wrestles Jericho in one of them? Do you think Jericho would be over enough?
Jericho certainly wouldn't be over enough to get himself a win, but yeah, I'd have no problem putting him against Brett in a title match and have him lose.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
You want to do that in September or October?
October.
Okay, so October will be Chris Jericho. I mean, because ultimately, look, the goal is to push Chris Jericho as a superstar. I mean, that's the goal, is to push him to the top of the company as our either a top heel, top face. So we may as well put his feet in the fire and see what he can do with Brett and In Your House. So then in September, Brett's going to need a title feud. I mean, it's got to be somebody that I don't care if he beats. What if he goes over? What if he runs a short program with Diesel?
Brett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like from SummerSlam to In Your House?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He beats Diesel, and we could even have, like, you know, HBK could say maybe that HBK, to make it up to him that he took the Intercontinental belt from him, you know, he lobbies to get Diesel. Or maybe after SummerSlam, we hold a number one contenders tournament, and HBK sort of helps Diesel pick up that win, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right, so then let's do Brett versus Diesel, and HBK is going to need Intercontinental title match. Victor, well, let's see, world title, IC title, and the same thing down here. Ideas for that, for Intercontinental defenses? How long are we holding? Is Brett, I guess before we even do this, is, in a perfect world, let's move here to WrestleMania, right? Perfect world. What's your WrestleMania main event?
Well, it's Brett versus Shawn.
Okay. That's where your head's at for that one? So you would push the Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels match ahead 1 year?
Yep.
Alright. And I gotta be honest, I kinda want Shawn taking the belt off Brett.
I'm fine with that.
Only because Brett, he's our figurehead right now, but he doesn't seem to really be enjoying it. The game is kind of pushing the fact that he's kind of not handling the stress of that position well. So mm-hmm. I'd kind of like to maybe get that belt off of him and put it on Shawn. Which means we need to change Intercontinental titles at some point, but we don't have to do it right now. We just need to figure out. It could be the Rumble. Is Shawn winning the Rumble?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what. Let's put Shawn Michaels. Let's name four guys that are possibilities to win the Rumble. I'm thinking Shawn, Undertaker,
Razor.
And I'm going to throw Jericho's name in there.
Yep.
So that gives us two heels, well, three heels and a face, essentially, that we could kind of pick. If the first Jericho-Brett match goes well, we can pick that. I'm cool with that. Brett's going to have to defend his world title there. We don't really need an opponent for him just yet. All right, I like that idea for WrestleMania. Brett versus Shawn, and then we'll just figure out the Intercontinental title at some point there. All right, ideas before we kind of sign off here. I think we're closing in on we've got our thoughts for the Rumble. We've got our early ideas for Mania. Any ideas for Intercontinental title feud for HBK right away? So he wins it at SummerSlam. I mean, we could also keep it on Razor at SummerSlam. Or rather, put it on Razor. Or keep it on Diesel.
I think Shawn needs it.
Okay.
For the heel, for like Diesel to go face.
Okay. So then let's have him take it off. So, I mean, these don't have to be long feuds. These could just be little four-week feuds leading. I mean, ultimately, HBK is feuding, quote, with Diesel for these 3 months. It's just a little bit, it's not quite as obvious that he's feuding with Diesel. So let's do HBK. What do you want to give him? Let's give him... I don't want to give him Owen, because I want Owen to get a win at that in your house. Let's give HBK... I mean, we could do... I don't know. Whatever. We don't need it right now. We're essentially caught up for the most part. Survivor Series was the important one to get knocked out. And we're going to have another one of these meetings in 2 weeks. And we can kind of really square it all away then. And we'll also, like we always do, we'll square it away through text and phone calls throughout the week. Those of you listening, unfortunately, you do not get to listen to every creative meeting. We try and get, but you do get to listen to our major hour and a half long creative meetings once every other week.
And our creative meetings usually involve a lot of pictures.
mostly. Because we don't know how to read. It's pictures. I want this.
Yeah, they're usually hand drawn with crayon. Neither of us are allowed to use pencils anymore.
I can use dull pencils.
I'm not allowed anymore. I just kept eating lead.
Okay, so I think that's sort of it here. I think we've kind of reached. I mean, these things tend to drag on if we go much longer than an hour, hour 20 or so. So I think we've created as much as we're going to create for tonight. So if you were listening and you've made it this far, thanks for listening. Thanks for following on YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, leave us some comments. Let us know if you've got any ideas. Feel free to drop a comment and let us know about it. We love to please our fan. So we love to please our fan. Our one fan, you are our life. But yeah,
you bring us light.
You bring us light. Yes, you do. But overall, I think what we got here, so we'll be opening. We will be opening. Oh, you know what we could do? Let's put HBK. That's a good idea. What if we put HBK against Randy the Ram?
Yes.
That's what we'll do. So HBK, see, there we go. So HBK will take on Randy the Ram for the Intercontinental title at In Your House in September. So basically we're signing Randy the Ram. We're bringing in the Steiner brothers. We're bringing in Junkyard Dog. We need an idea for our fourth Power Cat. We'll come up with a storyline. We need a fourth guy for Team Brett for the Survivor Series, but we're building into that storyline, and opening up our own development territory. What else did we get here? Jericho's gonna lose at SummerSlam. Macho's gonna stick around and get the win. Superstars will be a tag team show from now on, and I think that's it. So, Professor, thank you for joining me. Assuming you have no closing statements here, no closing last-minute ideas.
I spent most of them on the dogs.
Yeah, well, the dog. You know, before I close, I will say that I think my favorite thing about this cats versus dogs feud is that I think it's going to legitimately get over. Like, because in terms of the game, right? The game doesn't realize this storyline is absurd. The game just realizes here's a storyline with 8 main eventers in it. Yep. So I could actually see the cats versus the dogs becoming a tremendously popular storyline.
Oh, yeah. The crowds are going to go crazy.
They're going to go nuts for the Power Cats. If you stuck around, again, thank you for tuning in and listening. Make sure you check out our YouTube channel. That's Book It Better. When you're done listening to this, head on over there. The Go Home Show will have already been posted. Tune in on Friday That will be, what is Friday, March 2nd? So Friday, March 2nd, you'll be seeing SummerSlam posted. And then after that, we move into our build to Survivor Series. So we got two In Your House pay-per-views before then, and a lot of time to build up some good stories. Next Wednesday, if you tune in right back here on iTunes or Podomatic, we'll be doing our Book It Better roundtable discussions. So we'll be taking a week off from creative meetings and doing a roundtable. Don't have a topic on that just yet. But yeah, so thanks for tuning in. This is kind of an odd ending. I don't really know how to end these kind of things. It's not like our regular roundtables, so I just kind of ramble on until I go off the air. But thanks for joining, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Max Whitman, and for the professor, we will see you next week. Okay, folks, so that's going to do it for tonight's creative meeting. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and give us a follow or leave a comment or a review. We'll be trying to stick what was discussed here as much as possible, but undoubtedly plans will change, and you may see a different story or product over on our YouTube channel. We'll try and keep up to date with most of our creative meetings, if there are any major changes, and we'll also likely be putting these up on our YouTube channel as well, so you can catch them there. We may miss a roundtable or be a few days late this coming week due to some happenings going on outside the podcast, but we will certainly be back the week after. For now, though, we hope you enjoyed this week's meeting, and for myself and all the members of the Book It Better team, thanks for dropping in.